WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Morgan Norwood. A grand jury in Idaho indicted the man accused of killing four University of Idaho students last fall. Brian Koberger was already in custody. ABC's Kayna Whitworth says the grand jury charges include first-degree murder.
He will be arraigned officially on Monday morning in Latah County at 9 a.m. in this courthouse. He'll have to make an in-person appearance. At this point, he will enter a plea. In all likelihood, people expect that plea to be not guilty.
A scare for Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle in New York City last night. The couple issued a statement saying they were pursued by photographers, their spokesperson describing it as a near catastrophe. The NYPD says it helped with security detail last night and says it was, quote, challenging, but there were no accidents or arrests. President Biden on his way to the G7 summit in Japan while talks over raising the debt limit continue on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers have 2 weeks to raise the debt ceiling before the U.S. defaults on its loans. This is ABC News. The last of the four inmates who escaped from a Philadelphia prison back in custody.
U.S. Marshals in Philadelphia announcing the arrest of 18-year-old Amin Hurst, the last of four prison escapees to be captured after going on the run 10 days ago from the Philadelphia Industrial Correctional Center, cutting a hole through a prison fence.
It should be noted that in all four arrests, no force was used. There was no incidents.
U.S. Marshal Supervisory Deputy Robert Grant says Hurst missed three deadlines to turn himself in, but was under surveillance and seen getting into a car with family members. He was arrested without incident. The prison didn't notice the inmates were gone for nearly 24 hours. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
It was 80 years in the making, but a man from Iowa was finally able to take part in his graduation ceremony. 101-year-old Fred Taylor wasn't able to attend a ceremony at Cornell College the first time because he left school to serve in the Army during World War II. He says getting his degree in music during the ceremony was a full circle moment. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin state lawmakers vote on the plan to send more state money to local governments today. Details were still in the works as of late last night. There's bipartisan support for much of the bill, but Democrats balk at spending limits and requirements in the bill. Meanwhile, the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee is voting to give prosecutors and public defenders in Wisconsin a raise. Republican Senator Howard Markwine is from Spring Green. He says a fully funded justice system benefits everyone.
Justice should be fair, it should be timely. And I believe the investments we're making will enhance the probability that justice will be provided on a timely basis.
Democrats and Republicans alike are calling the new spending an historic investment. In sports, the Brewers beat the Cardinals last night 3-2. The rubber match is tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut
you down. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Most important issue facing the country today, right now, history being made, is the fight over extending the debt limit. I want to give you an update on that and some thoughts on it. Right now, Janet Yellen has said we could default as early as June 1. June 1. Today is May 17. That's 2 weeks from now. Could be another week, but there are deadlines built in to how much time you have to give the Senate and the House to consider any legislation that passed, even with a clean debt limit increase. Update, Joe Biden left for Japan today, left for Japan to attend the G7 conference. The G7 is the conference of the largest economies in the world. It used to be the G8. And they threw Russia out because they are Nazi skunks who are committing genocide and are being sadistic in Ukraine. It's not a war. It's a genocide. And they are a Nazi nation. They're the ones that linked up Stalin. Listen, 1940, Stalin and Hitler had a non-aggression pact. And they were going to go into Eastern Europe and divide up Poland and kill everybody. That was the Russians. They had full support of the Russian people. And the only reason we ended up going over there and saving their bacon was because Hitler betrayed Stalin and invaded. But let's get back to reality now. It's the G7. G7, you know, Britain, UK, Italy, Germany, United States, Canada, Japan, and the EU in general has an observer there as well for all the other European countries. Well, Biden is going to that. He should go to that. But he was going to go on to Papua New Guinea and to Australia, which would have been a very valuable trip, but he can't. He has to come back now and put this debt limit issue to rest. In any event, McCarthy has started to make noises that maybe there'll be a deal by this week, by Friday. Problem is that both the House and the Senate at some point soon are going to go on recess. They're not permitted to vote remotely. And so this thing has got to get done. It's got to get done real quick. Now, a couple of side issues that I think are favorable, but then I want to talk about the real issue. One of the side issues is the Democrats have filed a discharge petition. Discharge petition lets, if you have a majority of people in the House voting on it, forces a bill out onto the floor for a vote, even if the Speaker and the committee chairman don't want to. Background is there are 218 votes needed. There are 435 members of the House, One over half of that is 218. Democrats have 213 votes, so they need five Republicans. There's a lot of Republicans, eight or nine of them in New York, are quaking in their boots because they're in districts that Joe Biden won. And they know very well if they tank the economy, they ain't going to stay in Congress. There are a couple in Pennsylvania, a couple in California, and I'm going to talk shortly about Wisconsin. But this discharge petition is now there. So if things go south, the Democrats simply go to these moderate Republicans and say, it's now or never, Jack. Stand up for your country. I'm not holding my breath. I don't think much of these Republicans, quite frankly. Don't think much of them at all. Don't think they give a rat's patoot about what happens to the United States as long as they can get nominated and somehow embarrass Biden. They think they're embarrassing Biden. Another new development, which I think is good, 14th Amendment. Biden had hinted about a week or two ago that he might invoke it. He'd rather not. Janet Yellen came out and said it shouldn't be invoked. I'm hoping that she is not shooting her mouth off, that Biden told her to do that with his permission to somehow put pressure on McCarthy. But if she is shooting her mouth off, she shouldn't stay as Treasury Secretary. You don't say something like that without the approval of the president. So I think she probably had his approval. Well, today, some Democratic senators have circulated a letter to Joe Biden telling him to invoke the 14th Amendment. Tina Smith of Minnesota, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Jeff Merkley of Oregon, Ed Markey of Massachusetts. And there are more. There are more who will support that. One of the things that's really holding this back, is that everybody is circling around trying to squeeze the last bit of advantage. I'm talking about Republicans now, and they're overlooking something. They've already done the damage. We're paying about 5.5% for 90-day treasuries now. Billions of dollars in interest we didn't have to pay. This happened back in 2011. In 2011, the Republicans, because they didn't like Obama, went right up to the brink, and we lost our credit rating. We were AAA. Then we got lowered to AA+. You think, what the heck? No, not what the heck. That's billions of interest we're paying every year because of what the Republicans did. And you know what? We never got our rating back. Up until recently, investors, large institutional investors, foreign countries and others who hold our paper, knew we were secure. They knew we were secure. And so what they ended up doing was they would say, all right, we'll take your paper regardless of what your rating is. And we only had to pay like 1%, 1.5%. Now it's 5.5%. That's what they've done already. But here's the thing that really frosts me. In this state, we have a guy named Gallagher up there in Green Bay. Gallagher up there in Green Bay. They put him in charge of a new committee, the Chinese Communist Committee. That's what they call it, to go after communist China, make him look like a patriot, trying to get him set to run for the Senate. And the other day, there's an article going, well, I have no announcement at this time. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel put out an article today, front page, that was just a hagiography. Look it up, okay? Made him look saint-like. It was sugary. And it was all about, quote, Gallagher wields the gavel that belonged to Cold War figure Mel Laird. Like, that's front page news. And it was all about that the gavel that Gallagher is using is the holy gavel that Mel Laird used back when he was Secretary of Defense back in the 1970s. Mel Laird. Now, who the heck has heard of Mel Laird? I've heard of him because I've been around and I pay attention to this stuff. But the whole thing was just ingratiating. This is essentially a holy gavel. They described it as engraved two-tone wooden gavel with a stripe diagonally made out of wood. It was in a museum in Marshfield because that's where Mel Laird was from. Mel Laird basically, you know, back then there were 10 congressional districts in Wisconsin. Now there are only 8. So he had part of what's now the 7th. In other words, northern Wisconsin. He was from Marshfield. And they went on and on. And then here is what this guy Gallagher says. He goes, we have to channel Mel Laird's power. What power? What are you kidding me? He was a congressman. Then he became Secretary of Defense. We must learn from Mel Laird. look, a guy, if you want to look heavy, gravitas, you know, you're a guy that should be in the Senate. Maybe you say we want to channel Dwight Eisenhower, who won the Second World War. Maybe you say you want to channel Abraham Lincoln. Maybe we must learn from Abraham Lincoln. Maybe we must learn from, I don't know, Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy. You say we must learn from Mel Laird. It's pretty small potatoes. But the other thing that really kills me is that Gallagher is supporting the shutdown over the debt limit. He is standing with McCarthy. He is not going to support the discharge petition. Gallagher, you got to understand something. You supposedly are in charge of a committee that wants to stand up to the Chinese communists. You need a Navy for that. I was in the Navy. But you need a submarine Navy for that. The extra interest we've had to pay on 90-year treasuries would have built one or two submarines. The South China Sea accounts for about 40% of world trade. There's a lot of small countries, the Philippines, Vietnam. Yeah, it has Australia and Japan and South Korea. None of them have nuclear weapons. The Chinese would walk over them if we didn't intervene. Gallagher, you are stabbing the Navy in the back. You are stabbing our military in the back. And he'll go, no, not stabbing the military in the back. I've said we shouldn't cut military spending. What good does it do for you to say that, but stand with McCarthy in coming close to shutting the government down over not extending a debt limit to pay off bonds that we've already issued to pay for debt that you voted for? You can't just go all pious on me. You can't just pose for holy pictures with Mel Laird and his sacred gavel. I mean, it offends me to have to, it saddens me to have to say that. What kind of a, you know, small change, small animal operation is this? Standing with Mel Laird's holy gavel, saying you need to channel him and learn from him. How about learning from Abraham Lincoln? How about learning from Dwight Eisenhower? He's a Republican. He took care of business against the Nazis. Dwight Eisenhower was the man in the Second World War. Why don't you channel him? But what you are doing by not signing on to a discharge petition is talking out of one side of your mouth saying, we got to have a strong defense. I agree. So does Joe Biden. That's why he's funded it. That's why you voted for it. You voted for it. A majority bipartisan voted for the defense bill, and it went to Biden, and he signed it, and he issued bonds, and now you won't pay the bonds. The money that you are costing us in increased interest would pay for a couple of submarines. We've got to push back the CHICOMs. Your committee is a fake committee. You say you want to push back the CHICOMs, but you want to do it on the cheap? What, with no submarines? What, on your good looks? That's how you're going to push back the CHICOMs? Are you out of your mind? All right, you're on the line. I see you. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna... Tell the rambler...
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 40 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Southeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 54. High temperatures reach up to 63. Friday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 71, mainly sunny skies and calm. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 58.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Your smart speaker and on the Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And by the way, I'm going right to the lines. Do not hang up. But I got to tell you this. We're giving away 2 tickets. Giving away 2 tickets. Friday night's game. 6:10 first pitch. It's going to be a great game. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. The first caller that tells Calvin he can use him gets him. First caller that tells Calvin he can use him gets him. So when you call in, if you can use those tickets, tell Calvin immediately and they're yours. Okay, we're going to the lines. Start with Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. You know, I just love the way that you look for goodness in Republicans, especially those that have, you know, did military service for our country. But there are so many people with the R after their name, I've given up hope on him. And he's one of them, because I've called his office many times and some of the things that they did not support veterans in, or elderly or disabled, and no response. He's just like the rest of them. The good Republicans retired, left office, spoke out, and maybe got beaten in their races. So it's hopeless to count on him. I hate to say that, but it is. The two good ones that went to bat to protect our country, they were voted out of office. And the ones that remain, you can pretty much count on that. They're not going to work for the betterment of all the people in our country. So I know it sounds kind of negative, but gol darn it, this is ridiculous what they're doing. And I hope Biden uses the 14th Amendment and puts these people in their place. Enough is enough. The people in our country have gone through so much over these years that they need a break, and Republicans need to wake up, because we are sick of their behaviors. And this is the independent saying that. So I am really disgusted with them, and their behavior is like childish, and they shouldn't even be in those seats. Thank you very much for letting me express my opinion. It's not a pretty one.
Well, thank you, Jane.
You have a good day.
Love your passion. Before I go to the next call, I'm just going to say this. What I can't understand with Gallagher is you can't say, on the one hand, we have to stand up tough against the communist Chinese. I'm on the committee, he'll say, and I got the holy gavel that I got out of a museum in Marshfield of a guy that nobody ever heard of. Okay, that's fine. But then in the same breath, you go, we're going to shut down the government, and I'm going to stand with McCarthy, and I'm not going to pay the bonds that we issued to pay for the defense budget that I voted for very recently to stand up to the communist Chinese. If you're not going to pay for the submarines, the South China Sea is going to be just the China Sea. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Mark?
Holy gavel, he's going to put a sacred oath to the Constitution of the United States, which includes right. The 14th Amendment. I mean, he invoked God when he probably invoked God when he took his oath to the Constitution when he was sworn in. So I mean, that why Joe Biden is just hesitant to use the 14th Amendment is curious to me, because that is the Constitution of the United States. That's a law we're supposed to live by. And if the Republicans don't like it, they can pucker up. I mean, that should come right on side. So the Constitution says this, we're going to stick to the Constitution. And that, and you guys might not like it, but that's what the Constitution says. The debt shall not be questioned, period. And just say, and if you are challenging this, you're an oath breaker, pure and simple. And they say nasty stuff about him all the time. Well, maybe it's time for him to actually just speak the truth back to them and say, this is what the Constitution says. Unless you're willing to adhere to the Constitution as it's been amended over the past couple hundred years, that you got no business being in Congress, because you guys all took an oath to uphold that Constitution. Not to uphold your contributors, not to uphold, you know, making, you know, the other stuff. It's to uphold the Constitution of the United States, pure and simple. And Joe Biden should not be afraid to say that. He should just come right out and say, this is what the Constitution says. We're going to live by the Constitution.
Right. Excellent, excellent comments, Mark. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind? Wisco Paul. Remember, if you can use two Brewer tickets for Friday night, just tell Calvin. Just tell Calvin. Wisco Paul, you have the floor.
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. I appreciate your show. You know, as a retired Teamster, I'm a union member. I have a pretty good pension. But along with my pension, I have the 401k and of course, Social Security. And Joe's going to have to step up to the plate on this one, and because this is money that was already allocated and spent. So I don't know what the politics are, but I could tell you one thing. The Republicans helping us, just not going to happen. So that's my two cents today. Joe, you're just going to have to do what you got to do here. Otherwise, right. Everything I have in the stock market and everything else is going out the window. I don't understand. Right. I don't understand their concept of thinking on this at all. Zero.
Well, you'll also get an IOU for your Social Security check payable in October. And most people don't want to go 4 months without an income, quite frankly. Karina, Milwaukee, my friend, thanks for calling. You're the last caller of this segment. What's in your mind today, Karina?
Well, you know, Matt, where I'm coming from, this is a sabotage. If they would be in any communistic or socialistic country with a democracy but non-existing democracy, they would be taken away from this room and shut down, literally shoot in the hallway. This is a sabotage. Those people are filibustering things. They are pulling people's opinion apart. They giving different versions and different opinion of a same thing. They just want to make chaos. And this is a sabotage on the government level. And those people are not sending for America at all. So they need to be removed from the government and forgotten.
Thank you, Karina. I really appreciate your passion. Fortunately, in our country, we don't shoot them in the hallway. We got to get them out in elections. But that said, I like your passion. You're absolutely right. This is obstructive, and it's essentially trying to hijack money that they've already allocated, and it's going to end up costing folks in Social Security, at least in delayed payments. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Morgan Norwood. President Biden, on his way to Japan to attend the G7 summit, says he's confident congressional leaders will strike a deal to raise the debt limit before the default deadline in 2 weeks. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan traveling with the president. He wouldn't comment on the investigation into an intruder last month at his D.C. home as Secret Service agents were on duty.
I have total faith in the Secret Service, and they do a remarkable job every day as professionals protecting me.
an appeals court is hearing arguments on cases that could affect women's access to the abortion pill mifepristone. The FDA-approved drug has been in use for 2 decades. Vending machines on college campuses are dispensing emergency contraceptives like the Plan B pill. Next year, public universities and colleges in Washington state can apply for $10,000 in state grants to support the machines. Temperatures in western states raising the threat of flooding in Northern California due to rapid snowmelt. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. An historic building in Belgium was completely destroyed by fire on Tuesday. Fire officials believe the fire started in the kitchen of the Lake Church Inn Tavern and Grill in Ozaukee County and quickly spread. Numerous fire departments responded. There were people inside when the fire broke out, but they were able to evacuate. The building dated back to the 1800s. Great news for women's sports in Wisconsin. Madison securing the rights to a USL Super League franchise. Madison Women's Pro Soccer will have female leadership both on and off the field. They plan to start playing by the start of the 2025-26 season. And the Northwoods League is launching a new Women's Summer Collegiate Softball League. They'll debut next summer and play a 40-game schedule. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
967-2789. Remember, we have 2 tickets to the Brewer game Friday night. You call in. The first caller to Calvin tells him you can use the tickets. You will get the tickets. And remember, you can always listen to the Brewers live in Oshkosh, on Oshkosh Air Support. 98.3 FM, 1100 AM, or in Richland Center, WRC News, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. The Brewers are it. The Brewers are it. If you've never been to a Brewer game, you really got to go at least once. I'll tell you what, and these tickets are the best in the house. You can see the seams on the fastball. You can see the seams on the fastball. I'm going to go to a topic now. This blew me away. I'll tell you something. I think many of the Republicans are incompetent. The great Republicans, whom I have a great deal of admiration for, the Liz Cheneys, Adam Kinzingers, and others, were sidelined by their own party. People who show courage in the Republican Party right now are sidelined, and it's a shame because we need, the public needs the leadership and services of people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. But here's a real piece of work. James Comer, Republican, Kentucky. He's the head of this investigative committee that's supposed to be looking on the Joe Biden and the Hunter Biden and this one and that one. And they haven't been able to come up with anything. You have Jim Jordan, committee on weaponizing the federal government, putting an end to it, blah, blah, blah. And here, what do you have? You have Grassley, Senator Grassley of Iowa, say we don't have any evidence really yet. And you have Ron Johnson in this state said, well, we're not going to get hard evidence, but there's certainly the impression. In other words, the innuendo. It's all they're after. But this is a dialogue between James Comer, one of those committee chairmen, and Maria Bartiromo of Fox. Now, Maria Bartiromo is right wing, and she's been part of the whole Stop the Steal, election denial stuff. And here's what he said to her the other evening. Quote, she asked him about the informants, the whistleblowers that had the info that supposedly they were going to use against Joe Biden and his family. Here's what Comer said, quote, well, unfortunately, we can't track down the informant. We're hopeful the informant is still there. The whistleblower knows the informant. Hold on a second, Congressman, said Bartiromo. Did you just say that the informant is now missing? And here's the response. Well, Maria, we're hopeful we can find the informant. Remember, these informants are kind of in the spy business, so they don't make a habit of being seen a lot or being high profile or anything like that. Oh, really? They don't make a habit of our knowing where they are so we can subpoena them? When I saw this, you know, Comer is not the sharpest knife in the drawer. He is not the brightest bulb on the tree. But then Marjorie Taylor Greene, another piece of work, just came out yesterday, and here's what she said. As Republicans were out of contact with all but one whistleblower in the investigation of Biden and his family. She goes on, James Comer revealed that one informant was lost. Green says in this interview, yeah, another whistleblower, yes, they are missing. They're either in court, and then she said there were nine of them missing. They're either in court, they're in jail, or we can't find them because they can't be found. Now, look. The people who are in jail were January 6th insurrectionists. If that's their whistleblowers, we don't need them. They're not truthful. They went there to hang Mike Pence. They built a gallows. That gallows was not built that morning in one day. That was premeditated. You had Proud Boys and Oath Keepers who were armed. They were military formation. And several of them have been convicted of seditious conspiracy. And they are getting, you can get over 20 years for that. 600 people have been sent to jail. Anybody that's in jail who's a whistleblower is a criminal. Now, when she says there are nine of them, Comer only said there was one that he couldn't find, although that was the only one he had. Who starts an investigation of the President of the United States shooting their mouth off with one senior, absolutely senior Republican congressman from Iowa, Grassley, saying we don't have any evidence? And another one, Ron Johnson. And now Ron Johnson, my God, he's our guy. You know all the bad things there. And he goes, well, we may, quote, we may never get any evidence, but there's the impression. This is all dealing in innuendo. What the Republican Party likes to do is when they get caught doing something, they like to accuse the other guy of doing it and say, no, we didn't do it. They did it. This is double speak. This is what's going on. So there is no evidence against Joe Biden. If there's any evidence against Hunter Biden, it'll take its course. In the past, you had Trump with Jared Kushner, who took $2 billion from the Saudis. Nobody is prosecuting him, even though the Democrats have the Justice Department. If it was the other way around, he'd be in jail right now. You had Billy Carter with Jimmy Carter, his brother. Got $250,000 from Libya, who is an adversary of ours. And then he registered as their lobbyist. You have Roger Clinton, Bill Clinton's brother, who is up to some shenanigans. And then you have Neil Bush, George W. Bush's brother, who is up to some shenanigans called securities fraud. And that's what happens. But for them to convene two committees, pay millions of dollars in staff and time, and go, especially Comer, who's the chairman. Marjorie Taylor Greene is nuts, but Comer goes, all right, when are you going to talk to the informant? And he goes, quote, well, unfortunately, Maria, we can't track down the informant. We're hopeful the informant is still there. Yeah. The whistleblower knows the informant. Well, if the whistleblower is different from the informant, call the whistleblower. He's the one that doesn't know where the informant is. How do I know there is an informant? Maria Bartiromo goes, and she's an election denier and a piece of work herself. Quote, hold on a second, Congressman. Did you just say the whistleblower or the informant is now missing? Answer, quote, from Comer. Well, we're hopeful we can find the informant. Remember, these informants are kind of in the spy business, so they don't make a habit of being seen a lot or being high profile or anything like that. I have never seen a sorrier excuse for a committee chairman or for an investigation than this. All they are doing is trying to put out click candy for the people on their base and for Russian, Iranian, and Chinese intelligence to put on fake data, fake statements and news on our social media. That's what it's come down to. That's what it's come down to. That's what this investigation has come down to. Let me tell you one other thing that does cause me some concern. It has to, happens to be about Dianne Feinstein, a very high opinion of her. She was a great leader of the party, great U.S. senator. And I hate to see where she's at. She's 89 and she has dementia. They wheeled her back into the Capitol after a three-month absence. Remember that the other day. And she was going, where am I? Where am I going? And was agitated until staff got her and they took her in where she could vote and get a couple of judges out. Because remember, we are 11-10 on the Judiciary Committee, and when she's out, it's 10-10, and then nothing can, no judicial appointment of Biden can get out even to the floor. And we sit there, and there are 2 years left in Biden's administration, not quite. I'm hoping there's 6 years left. I think there will be. But you got to be conservative and say we got at least almost 2 years, and nothing's happening. She said she won't run again, but it was her staff that put that out. When they asked her, she said, no, that's not right. And then they told her the staff put it out. She said, oh, she doesn't know, you see. Well, here's what she said in an interview yesterday. She's gone almost three months. And they said to her in an interview, Senator, you've been gone through for 3 months. And then she goes, I haven't been gone. I've been working. And they say, oh, you mean that were you working at home? She says, no, I've been here. I've been voting. She told this to Los Angeles Times. No, I've been here. I've been voting. Then she turns to them, please, you either know or you don't know. This is sad. I'm not making fun of this. I'm just saying I want judges, okay? I want judges. Very pragmatic. Call me old-fashioned. I want judges. If a president did this, the cabinet, under the last amendment to the Constitution, or the two-thirds of the Congress, could temporarily remove him and then designate the vice president or line of succession, Speaker of the House, and so forth. You can't do that for a U.S. senator. If, God forbid, she became comatose and she were kept alive for 2 years, we don't have the majority anymore. We get no judges. We get nothing. Not only that, let's say she doesn't go comatose. But this gets even worse. See, I don't think she was lying when she said, no, I've been here the whole time voting. She thought she was. She wanted to be. She didn't know she wasn't. What really is going to be important is, let's say there's a Supreme Court vacancy. And given the ages of everybody, I'm not saying that's likely, but things happen. Remember that Scalia passed away? Clarence Thomas right now, quite frankly, is up to his ears in corruption. This is a guy who's taken money under the table and not disclosed it from billionaires who see him for a vacation every summer, fairly expensive ones, but also paid the tuition for the great nephew that he's raising as a son, bought his mother's house, let her stay in it, repaired it, overpaid for it. Gorsuch gave him up to about 500 grand in profit on a fishing shack he hadn't been able to sell for 2 years in Colorado. And Robert's wife, they funneled $10.5 million to her for being a recruiter for law firms. And she goes, won't you hire this guy? He's good, top of the class. Yeah, okay. And then Roberts reported that as salary, not commission, like she was being paid a salary, which was false. Let me tell you something. The Supreme Court is corrupt. The Supreme Court is corrupt. And one reason, one dirty little secret, why Biden is reluctant to invoke the 14th Amendment. He talks about litigation. In any sane litigation, any judge in this country should say, the Constitution trumps the statute. The statute says you need two votes on money, one to pass it, and the other one whether you even pay the bonds that you issued to fund this. But the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, says the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be called into question. But what happens if corrupt Clarence Thomas, 5-4, rules that that's not good enough? You don't have time to impeach him. Moscow Mitch wouldn't permit it. Biden would have to ignore him the way Lincoln ignored a couple of courts that went against him in the Civil War. That engenders more chaos. As long as you have at least three justices now, and for all I know more, take money. And you can see that their decisions, the people that give them the money are filing amicus briefs, amicus curiae, friend of the court, that tell them how they and their organizations want some of these issues to come out. Fascism is creeping in even quicker on little cat's feet. Going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Blood is the rose of mysterious union. Dead blood in the streets, it's up to my ankle.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving.
5 to 10 miles an hour.
And the Ad Council.
Find the care guides you need to help,
complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by aarp and the Ad Council. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by aarp and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Metfin Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We go right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'll take you. Stephanie Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. You're first. What's on your mind today, Stephanie?
Hey, all right. I have a question about the bonds that we would, that we have already committed to financially. Are these the T-bills that my father, who was, you know, he's been gone for 30 years now, but close to, but... he was a Rock River Republican, small town, Wisconsin. But he always, he invested conservatively, but he invested in T-bills. And I would like to know if these are the bills that, because they're always considered an extremely reliable investment, are these the bills that we have basically we made a promise to pay?
Right. Yeah, those are the bills, right. And there are different tranches of them. They have 90-day bills. They have one-year bills, 10-year bills. Believe it or not, I don't want to get into the weeds on this. Some companies issue 100-year bills. I'm not kidding. And you can say, I don't want any of that, but that's not what we got here. 90-day, one-year, 10-year. And what happens is Congress, for instance, authorized the defense budget, $780 billion. They don't have $780 billion lying around. So what they do is, pending tax receipts and all that, they issue T-bills. And people go out and buy them. They love them because they're very safe for exactly the reasons you say. However, the U.S. government has to pay it. We're the strongest government in the world. We've never defaulted since George Washington, ever. Not even he. He never defaulted. Nobody ever defaulted. These clowns in the Republican Party voted for that, a lot of the stuff that generated these bonds. They voted for hard infrastructure, many of them. 19 senators, Republicans, voted for it. They voted for the defense bill. They're now saying, now, wait a minute, you got to get our permission to pay the bonds that people bought. And listen, one foreign government, China, has $1 trillion of our paper. Others have, you know, 200 billion, 100 billion. Companies, investment banks, everybody has this stuff. You in your 401k and probably in your pension plan have some of it. Now, what this means is what the Republicans are saying, you're going to get an IOU. Well, you don't want an IOU. And that's why 90-day treasuries being sold right now are going over 5% interest when they should be 1%. Stephanie, thanks a lot for calling in. Jack of Merrimack, my friend, you're next. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Jack?
Well, this is the typical Republican ploy. They do everything possible to cause disruption and chaos in the government, to break the government as much as possible. And they say, oh, look at the president. It's all his fault. Or, you know, look at it, the Democratic Party. It's all the Democrat Party is what they call them, of course. Look at them. It's all their fault. One of the lies I have heard from several of my conservative friends is that our economy is in poor shape. The highest job growth in history. Yes, we have a bit of inflation. I was around during the 70s, during the first oil crisis. We really saw inflation. We're talking about 18% or so at that time. These guys don't care about any of this stuff, really. What they want to do is trash the government, trash the economy, and they don't care if it trashes the world economy. They don't care how many millions of people lose their jobs. Their whole ploy is, this is the way we're going to keep power. End of my rant for today.
Yeah, you know, Jack, I second everything you said. And let me give you a couple of other hard facts. In terms of our economy, remember something. On inflation, we are handling it as lower, better than any other country in the world. You think we're inflation is bad, go to the UK. Remember another thing. Inflation is not localized to any country. It's a worldwide fever. If there's inflation, it hits everybody, and it hits other countries a lot harder than ours. And Joe Biden has brought it down from what it was a year ago. Month by month, he's bringing it down. We have full employment. We have not only full employment at a higher level than any time since 1969, but also as far as our economic performance, except for wartime, like the Second World War, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War, our economy is doing better than it ever has since 1940. If we default on our bonds, depending on how long we default for, up to 8 million people can lose their jobs. 8 million people out of this country can lose their jobs. 401ks will drop about 45%. I remember in 2008 and 2009, the S&P 500 fell 45%. There are a couple of Republicans who want that to happen. And that's why we need people on the discharge petition. There are Republicans who want it to happen. They've said they want it to happen. Paul Gosar wants it to happen. A number of them will not vote for any debt relief change or limit. Anyone. Thanks for calling, Jack. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Steve?
I think the answer is pretty simple, and that is Republicans need to stop threatening stuff like Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare, and raise the cap on Social Security, and start taxing these rich people more, and get rid of all the loopholes that they have.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and you've hit the nail on the head in one respect. It's not just defense that's going to get hit by this. They will stop paying Social Security and also stop paying doctors who provide Medicare services to Medicare people, give them an IOU. Well, some people rely on that Social Security check. Not everybody just sticks it in the savings account. Some people, a lot of people, West Virginia, about 60% of them, need it month to month. They can't eat an IOU. They cannot eat an IOU, and doctors in small town practices can't eat an IOU. That's number one. Number two, you're right. Right now, there's no income limit for taxation for Medicare, but there is about 160 grand for Social Security. It'd be very easy just to raise that like Medicare, or do a donut. Say, okay, between 160 and 300, you don't have to pay anything more, but over 300 or 400, you do. The final thing I'll say is one of the things McCarthy has a red line and is adamant is rescind the hiring of these 80,000 more forensic lawyers and accountants for the IRS who are going to investigate people who commit tax fraud. That would produce almost $1 trillion a year. He does not want that because some of his donors, quite a few of them, do commit tax fraud. Steve, thanks a lot for calling. We're coming to the end of the show. Great call. Great caller. Sorry I couldn't get to everybody. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down. Down.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story.
ABC News,